y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3. Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap.
Well, how's it going there?
It's going.
It's Miguel
going.
And Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is Scotty the Butter.
Hey.
And then producer Ryan, he's working. He's not here.
Well, Ryan is always working.
Always working.
As my grandmother says, ooh, I'm working like a Hebrew slave.
Oh.
Okay.
Your grandmother? I mean, listen.
You know what? I like it.
You know what's funny is you would expect, and I mean all the respect to you, Ms. Angela, because I know you're probably listening. I feel like it would, of anyone in your family, it'd be your mom to say the most shocking things, but I actually think it might be your grandmother.
Yeah, because she always had, she had like four or five sayings that she would just like part out.
Yeah.
Because you know, like your parents or your grandparents, like they tell the same stories, but like to new people. And so I remember there was like some story about this big church on the way to our house back in the day that anytime someone new was in the car, she would be like, well, let me tell you about the pastor from that church. And I'd be like, all right, here we go again with the same old story.
Yep.
Well, this is the first Miguel and Holly Uncensored of 2019. So good to be back. How was everybody's break?
Good. It was delightful. I mean, the fact just sleeping in for 2 weeks, you feel like a normal human again.
Right.
So that's always a plus no matter what you do. I loved it.
I tell you, when you wake up at, and I've been waking up earlier because I have found that my stress level during the show has gone down because it just takes me 2 hours to just get everything together. Mm-hmm. Because what was happening is that throughout the show, I wasn't able to enjoy the moment because I was always trying to play catch up with everything behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so now that I give myself 2 full hours to sort of get here, get settled, do everything. And by the time we start at 6, I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this thing, girl.
Now, see, interestingly, I've gone the opposite direction.
That's what I do.
My entire morning show career, like for the last 10 years, I have been the one that gets to the studio first.
Right.
I mean, before, and this is any iteration of the show that we've done, That Guy Kramer Show, Miguel Show with Mandy and Holly, Miguel and Holly, Miguel Show. Like,
right.
I've been the one that rolls in here like 4:45. I'm prepping it up.
Yeah.
In the last, like, I don't know, 2-3 months maybe, I've been rolling in here at like 5:30. I don't know. I can't. It's just, I can't get up.
It's hard.
And the problem, too, is that my boyfriend doesn't get home from work until like 7 o'clock some nights.
Oh,
yeah.
Most nights, actually.
Wow.
And during busy season, sometimes it was closer to 7:30 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter goes to bed around 7. And so by the time I get her in bed, he's home, whatever, we're not sitting down and actually relaxing for the first time of the day until about 8 or 8:30.
Oh, yep.
We have to do adult things like watch TV or, you know, bills.
Yeah, well, I bet you're doing bills all over the place, Holly.
Now, hold on with that.
Awesome bills on the floor.
This is the problem, though, is that if we're not going to watch a TV show until like maybe 8 at the earliest or even 9, then we're not getting to the bedroom until 10. And then, you know, you got to get in bed and you can't just get in bed and start making out with each other. So by that time, it's like we're not ready for sex until like 10:30.
Girl, bye.
And
I've been asleep for 3 hours.
That's the problem that I'm running into.
Can't. I mean, I think my boyfriend and I, Mr. Silver Fox, we've pretty much determined that like, it's like it, we've never had the conversation, but like sex just, it's so hard during the week. It's just, it's,
we're,
when you go to bed that early.
Yes, we're slowly coming to that, though. It's because it's like, I would just, before we started the podcast, I was like, we haven't had sex all week. Sorry. Sorry, I put our business out there. But, I mean, we had sex this weekend.
Right.
But then I think on, like, Monday, Tuesday, we're like, we're good. Wednesday, I was like, we'll probably try tonight. Well, Wednesdays are rough because he's got daddy-daughter dinner. Thursday, I was like, I don't care what happens. We're doing it.
Yeah, let's get it in, girl. Yes, honey. No.
Well, Thursday was that last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't.
No. What did y'all do instead?
Well, we're alternating between watching The Handmaid's Tale and 24.
Both great shows.
They are, but unfortunately, they're so weird together. So now we can only watch like one every other night.
Right.
So we watched 24 last night, and by the time we got done with that, it was just, we were tired and
Keith or Sutherland put you to sleep and you weren't like, yeah, once you get that 24 in me.
Weirdly, I don't think Keith or Sutherland is that attractive. I even said that to him the other day, my boyfriend. I was like, I know he's sort of like a sex symbol, but
Is he really?
I don't see it.
I've never seen him as, I just thought he was a great actor. He's like one of those guys where you're like, oh, he's so good at what he does. I've never been like, yeah, come on, Kiefer. So,
I don't know. I thought maybe women thought he was attractive, but I don't.
Maybe during the 24 days. Maybe it's like that.
But that's what I'm watching. Like, right. But I'm not.
But I think like when it was new and it was like, yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't match what's happening
that's
now.
That's why. But so I texted him today. I said, listen, I don't care what has to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
We are doing it tonight.
Oh, she said, we're going down tonight.
Yes.
Wow.
So anyway, that's my story. I don't Friday. Even know what we're talking about anymore.
Scott, as a guy in college and your girlfriend's in college, do you all get to do the relations during the week or do you save for the weekend? Or how does that work out when you're in college?
It happens literally whenever. I mean, I have a thing in my head that's like, if it's late, it's you weigh out the consequences. Like, okay, I'll be a little more tired tomorrow, but if it's right, it's right. Or like yesterday, it was like midday. And I was, like, tired. She was about to go to work, but I had a little bit of time. And we just, you know, started kissing. And then, you know.
Yeah, you got it
everything,
in.
Yeah. Everything just kind of happens. And so,
wait, so in the middle of the day?
I would love to do it in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day?
That's when I'm ready to go. Like, when I get home from work, I'm like, where are we at? He's not going to be home until, like, 7. So I'm just like, you know what? Instead, I'm just going to take a nap and... And I'm like, let me remember this feeling later. And then I don't.
No, you can't later. But it was just the timing worked out perfectly.
Like, was it sunlight out and everything?
Oh, yeah. Roommates were home. Everything was just that shouldn't have been happening. But, you know, I wasn't going to say no.
Wait, I have some questions. Wait, so your roommates are there when it's going on? I mean, are you all
Oh, my.
Vocal
there's been so many times where I've walked into that apartment and I've heard my roommates doing it. The one next door to me. I hear the wall.
Oh!
My girlfriend wakes up later after I leave later, or after I leave in the morning, and she stays there a little later before she goes to school and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she says in the morning, they're going at it like rabbits. Like, she's heard them vocally.
Wait, and like, what time is she leaving for class?
It's like 9. Yeah, so.
I'm sorry. Miguel and I lived together for 5 years. And I probably, each of us could count on one hand the amount of times that we heard each other, right?
I don't think I've ever... Like, there was a one time I thought I heard you, but it was the ceiling fan.
It was the ceiling fan. It was legit.
I remember it was, like, maybe one of the first few months that I moved in with Holly back in 2008. And I remember it was before I knew anybody. So, like, I was there. I was probably so annoying because I was always there Friday or Saturday night.
I was fine with it. It's fine.
Well, but then I remember one Friday or Saturday night coming out to get some wine. And then I remember I was in the kitchen, and it was quiet in the living room in the kitchen. And all I heard was,
is it a mouse?
And I was like, because remember, your room door didn't close all the way. Remember that?
Oh, my god!
At our first apartment on Royal Hunt Drive.
Oh, my God. How do you even remember that?
Because I remember, like, your door didn't close, and then I heard, and I was like, I don't even want to, like, look in that direction right now because I don't even want to know what's going on right now.
You asked me the next day, and you're like, yeah. And I was like, no, that, no. And we were like, well, what was that noise? Come to find out upon further inspection, the fan.
It was loose. But there was that one time that it was like maybe a year later when I'd finally made friends and I was going out with them. And I was like, hey, because I'd gotten a new debit card with a new PIN number. And I called you and I was like, oh, and it was like 10 o'clock at night. I met some new people going out and I called Holly. And maybe after like 3 rings, it's hello. And
oh,
I was like,
oh, my gosh.
I was like, hey, Holly, are you busy? No.
I was like, no.
What do you need? I was like, can you get my PIN number?
I was like,
oh, my God.
Well, those are the days when you couldn't ignore phone calls or texts.
I was going to say, like, right. I just turned off the phone.
No. You could not. And, I mean, it was different for Miguel, but I felt like, you know, I sort of felt motherly for Miguel in that stage of our lives. So I was like, what if he needs something?
Right, right.
So I answered the phone. But see, also, we worked with Steven, who if you ignored or didn't get one of his calls or texts, you might as well have just jumped off a bridge.
Right.
Oh, my God.
He would not have it. In fact, there wasn't any missing it because it would just keep calling.
Yes.
Keep calling.
Yes.
Keep calling until you did answer it.
Yeah, that was our old host we used to work with back in Panama City.
So I would just answer the phone no matter what time it was.
She was like, hey!
I was like, hey, what you need?
But it was more like, hey.
It wasn't
that dramatic.
At all.
Now, Scott, have you ever walked in on any of your roommates doing it or in a state of undress? Because in the 5 years Holly and I never lived together, I never saw a boob. Nope. I never saw a nipple.
Nope.
I thought maybe one time because our first apartment we lived in together, when you walked in the front door, it immediately went up the stairs. And I thought one time she was coming down the stairs, she had a towel wrapped around, and I was like, oh my God, I think I saw Holly's vagina!
Ah! He didn't.
But it was just shadows.
No, actually, my first year in college, like, I lived in a dorm, so it's like literally a bed next to a bed, and my roommate. Mm. And we both had girlfriends at the time, and so they would both, like, sleep over. And I've woken up before, and I looked over, and under the they were getting it.
What? Legit. In your dorm room?
Yes. While we're sleeping
Like, isn't there supposed to be some sort of, like, hey, tonight's our night, or for the next couple of hours, so I need you to leave, and
it? Yeah, that would happen, too, but... If it happened in the middle of the night, I did it too as well. But
okay. Then how are you going to call him out?
It's just, I remember either that or I'd go into the bathroom. We all like shared like showers and bathrooms and like they would be in the shower.
No.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You cannot get into a romantic shower situation in a shared shower.
Happened all the time. Oh my gosh. In the fraternity house, happened literally every day.
Who are these women that
they'd be
okay
running across the hallway. Yep.
With taking showers in the frat house. You can't get clean in a frat house. It's dirty by nature.
I mean, I guess the water's running off.
I used to do it too.
Okay, so
I dated the president of the fraternity in college, and we never once did any sort of nonsense in a shower.
To me, that would just be weird because I don't want anyone to hear me have sex. I mean, when Holly and I lived together, I dated someone for a year who ended up moving in with us after 6 months, and he only stayed for 6 months. And like literally I would be like, you shut your bleeping mouth when we do it.
You were mean to him.
Because I Jesus.
He was really
wait, hold on. No. It's not like I hit him or anything. Like, let's make sure that we understand I was not abusive
or
anything.
Say abuse. I said mean.
One time
I had to take the dog and hide out in our bedroom because you were really yelling at this person.
Okay, wait, but was that the night that him and I broke up though? I think that was the night or that was the day I broke up with him that afternoon.
It's possible.
And then because I don't know why I don't like people to see me mad. And when I was 26 maybe.
Yeah.
And that afternoon we broke up. We were in the bedroom and I was like, it's not gonna work. And he was like, oh my gosh. And there was crying. And then he left. And then he came back. And then I remember we were in the kitchen and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy. Like, what's gonna happen? Now he has to move out. And he was like, you can't do this to me. And then he started getting loud. And I was like, excuse me, you will not get loud in front of Holly in this house right now. And he was like, but no, it's not even about that. And then I was like, you will not.
Oh, my God. It was so scary. I was like, Nala, Nala, where's Nala?
Get the dog and go.
Come on, girl. I pick her up. And I was like, do-do-do-do-do. Went into the bedroom. I was like, oh, God, mom and dad are fighting.
You know, sometimes I don't like for people to see that ugly side. Mm. And I was just like, nothing gets accomplished when you're yelling at each other. And so I was like, listen, I know you're upset. I get it. But we're going to talk this out. You're not going to like get nasty with me right now. Ooh. Because I will shut you down real quick.
Yeah, you did.
So
scary.
Wow. Not crazy or anything.
No. But that's the first time I ever saw Miguel like that. And I was like,
I don't want to be on that bad side.
Nope.
Yeah, there was one time, because we used to always fight when we were drunk, and there was one time at the club where he got mad because he thought that I was, like, looking at some boy, and I was like, no, and he tried to get loud with me in front of, like, everybody at the club, and I was like, bitch, sit down. Not today.
Not today.
We can have this discussion, but we're not going to have it in front of everybody right now.
Yeah.
So I was just not a fan of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, Scott, how was your break?
It was good. I was here. I was in Tampa the whole time, so... Like, I mean, I worked in the studio, helped run the show while y'all were on vacation, so we're running the best of. So I was learning the board. Mm-hmm. That's my next step. So it was awesome. I really did enjoy that. I didn't get to sleep in or anything, but I got to run the show, which was a great learning experience. And, you know, I got to spend a lot of time just relaxing when I went home. So I did take a lot of naps and kind of caught up on a lot of reading. I think I finished like 2 or 3 books. So that was great. And I saw my family a lot. So
now, when you looked at social media and you saw Holly at Universal and she was just having the best Christmas of her life with her boyfriend's family and her family, and I was in Atlanta just living my best life in my friend's new fancy house and sleeping in late every day. And you were here every day, even on Christmas, running the show.
Yep.
Did you, like, was there an inkling of you that was like, fuck them?
Honestly, no. Like, there really wasn't, because I even sat there one morning and I was like, this is so cool. Like, I was very just happy, even though it was like probably 5 a.m. But I was like, I'm finally like learning that next step. And I caught myself in the moment of like, this is finally, like, I feel like I just took another step on my staircase. I was like, okay, I'm learning. Like, I felt comfortable. I felt like I was doing it. And for me, like, that was better than sleeping in that morning, because I'd rather go take a nap later and be tired then. But learning is what I want to do. That's why I'm here.
You know, I feel like this is where Scott and I are different. I feel like him and I are very similar in a lot of things.
Yeah.
But this is where, because what motivates us, like, he's like, listen, this is great. This is the next step. If I were in your shoes, and maybe this is why I always feel bad, I'd be like, fuck Miguel and Holly.
Yeah.
They got me running around getting shit, and I'm just up here. My parents had to come over here from their town across the state for Christmas.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I would have been pretty pissed.
Yeah. So this is why you're so good for us.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all gave me the opportunity to do it, so it's like, I'm running with it.
Like, it's not the best thing in the world, but you do need it. So you got to do it. Everybody's got to get through that part of, like, the real shitty times.
Yeah.
But good for you for looking for the silver lining in it. Because anytime I had to do those type of tasks where it was like, okay, this isn't great, but it's necessary. For example, NASCAR races or those remotes that you're not really getting paid for.
Right.
But you have to go learn how to do remotes at a demo derby. I'd be like, bullshit.
I mean, and that's with any job you do. When you're on your way up and you got to pay your dues, like, that's just part of the process. And I never want anyone to think that you have had it easy.
Yeah.
Because you got to learn. You got to be able to do that stuff. And plus, there's something to be said. And I didn't get it when I was your age, when, you know, my bosses above me would be like, well, when I was doing radio back in the day, when I started, I was your age, I had to do X, Y, Z. And I'd be like, whatever, bleep you. But now you make all this money. And now I totally understand. All those things lead to you learning how to be successful.
Yeah.
So then when we are old and withered out, you'll be rich and famous, and then you can pay the bills for our facilities, our old people homes.
Yeah. Miguel and I, will you just be in the same old people home?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let's do that.
I like that. We'll put on a show for everybody every morning.
Yes!
It'll be the 10 a.m. morning show with Miguel and Holly.
No, old people always wake up early.
Yeah, they wake up really
That's
early.
True.
They can't help it.
So we'll It'll be like 5 a.m. at Shady Pines.
Yes. Yes. God, we'll really get it popping in there.
Who wants to join our old folks home?
I feel like that would be a good idea, because I now have intense firsthand experience with nursing homes or retirement centers or whatever, because my mom was in one for a while last year. So, I mean, they do try their best to plan out activities and fun stuff. Miguel, I feel like you would join as, like, the committee member.
Oh, yes. President of it.
Yeah. And you would. And by the way, old people do not give any fucks.
Oh, that's why I'm excited to be that age where you just don't care anymore.
Well, there was a lady. I was moving my mom out of one of them and into the other, there was a woman who was moving into the one my mom was moving out of, and I was in, like, the little nurse area to get my mom's pills, and the woman wheeled herself up on one of those, like, walkers at wheels.
Mm-hmm.
She had on a pair of overalls, jean overalls with a Winnie the Pooh stitched onto it.
Oh.
Socks, no shoes. And she pushed her little thing in there and sat down in the middle of the room. And she was like, I'm not going anywhere until I get the help I was promised. I was like, damn!
Yeah.
Miss Minnie over here.
Wow.
Not taking any shit.
Listen, that's another quote that my grandmother says. I never heard my grandma cuss in my life, only like twice. And once when she was in the hospital when I was in high school, and they wanted to keep her for like an extra day. And she was like, no. Literally, she got up. She started banging around drawers in the hospital room. And the people came in there like, what do you need? She goes, I'm ready to go home.
Yep.
And then they walked out. And then she looked at me and said, sometimes you got to act like a Negro to get shit done. I was like, okay. Life lessons from Grandma.
Wow. There you go.
All right.
There you go.
Holly, what's all of your social media?
Radio Holly. You can find me on Instagram, on Radio Holly, on Twitter. with Radio Holly, or if you're on Facebook, check out Holly on Hot 101.5.
Scott, what's yours?
Mine's at Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
Yes.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
You can find Ryan at Radio McGib. He doesn't know how to use Twitter.
No.
But you can find him on Instagram.
Every now and then you'll catch him on the tweet box, and maybe once a month.
And he'll be like, I don't know how to use this machine.
Yeah.
I'm Miguel Fuller, MiguelFuller on Instagram and Twitter. Radio Miguel, you can find me on Facebook. All right. We're going to try our hardest in 2019 to keep up with the podcast.
Yeah.
And Fridays could work. Oh.
Sorry, that's my email. So we're going to try to just get it done, eat quickly. So sometimes there'll be an hour, sometimes there'll be 30 minutes, you know.
But hopefully it'll at least get us back to doing one a week.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye. Happy New Year.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at Hot 101.5 TampaBay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.